Things continue to look up for the U.S. economy following Thursday's round of impressive data in the form of retail sales and initial jobless claims. The data has been largely supportive of the U.S. dollar, despite a yield differential implication that could weigh on the buck on the expected less dovish repricing of Fed policy. But the facts are that the market has already taken the time to price out a 50 basis point rate cut, and it'll take a lot more for the market to get turned off to the idea that we'll indeed see another 25 basis point cut at the upcoming meeting. This leaves the US dollar in a better position and risk assets feeling good about the Goldilocks balance of lower rates and an upbeat economic outlook, something that has driven US equities to fresh record highs. Over in the euro area, things have been tougher. This after the ECB's dovish rate cut, in which the central bank talked about a weaker than expected growth outlook. Odds for a bigger 50 basis point cut from the ECB at the next meeting have jumped to around 50%. Earlier today, Japan inflation data came in softer, while a batch of China data was better than expected on the whole. Finally, it's worth noting gold has continued with its breakthrough moves as it extends to yet another record high. Looking ahead, key standouts on Friday's calendar for the remainder of the day come from UK retail sales, the Eurozone current account, US housing starts and building permits, and some Fed speak. That's all for now.